Hello, my virtual friends. It's Stefano. It is August 2nd, 2012. I just finished listening to Max McColgan's Boo about laptops and buying and selling out laptops. But that wasn't what... I mean, I enjoyed it immensely, and I'm really happy that Mac found the subject interesting, but I just about fell over when he mentioned PLCs, because I worked for 18 years for a manufacturer of industrial electrical equipment, and we had PLCs in our product line. And my first introduction to PLCs was back in 1990, when what I was doing at the time when I first got there, for the first 6 years in fact, is I wired up electrical panels for doing stuff like controlling pumps and water pumps, and also things like ventilation fans, conveyor belts, and motors of all types, because the premise or the prime product we sold was called a motor controller. And really, in the end, when people used to ask me, you know, what we made, and I said, well, it's basically a glorified switch. It's just a switch that takes into account things like motor temperature. If it's a pump, it takes things like water flow and the amount of water, say, in a basin with a series of floats. So what PLCs did in the grand scheme of things, they provided the brains behind some of the switching that was going on within these cabinets. In fact, if I don't have a lot of time, you know, I only got 2 minutes, but if with Max's indulgence, I'm just gonna quickly explain what the heck a PLC is. PLC stands for Programmable Logic Controller. And what it does in a nutshell, or what it is in a nutshell rather, is a very dedicated computer for doing a series of dedicated tasks. Unlike a computer that has an operating system and you can put in software applications to do a myriad of things, say Word for writing letters or documents or whatever, or Excel for producing spreadsheets. Well, PLCs, they had an operating system too, much, much smaller, much less sophisticated, at least from the user graphic standpoint. But they had programs too, except you loaded in a program to do a specific thing. Most of the time, it would take things like signals from a bunch of inputs, be it buttons that an operator would push on a machine, right up to sensors that would sensor temperature or pressure, or what we call limit switches, which would indicate, say, on a conveyor belt when a box reached a certain position. Limit switches could also be used with optical sensors, which did the same thing. They would, what everybody calls the magic eye, where the box would arrive somewhere, break a beam, and send a signal to the PLC, letting the PLC know, hey, the box has arrived. So now you can trigger the pouring of whatever it is, you know, a cereal, let's say, in a cereal packaging plant. I'll be back with part two. It's a little bit more complicated than I thought.